with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Speaking to reporters Sunday aboard Air Force One, President Trump says the U.S. has been negotiating directly and indirectly with Iran.
We're doing extremely well in that negotiation, but you never know with Iran because we negotiate with them and then we always have to blow them up.
President Trump has threatened widespread destruction of Iran's energy resources and other vital infrastructure if a deal to end the war is not reached shortly. Tehran struck a key water and electrical plant in Kuwait, and an oil refinery in Israel came under attack. Israel and the U.S. launched a new wave of strikes on Iran. A deadlock in relations between the GOP-controlled Senate and House is just the latest roadblock to reopening the Department of Homeland Security and ending chaos at many airports across the country. That kind of political infighting has led one nationally syndicated talk radio host to step away from the microphone and run for Congress himself. Chris Stegall announced he's running in the 6th Congressional District of Missouri, and he hopes his strong Christian faith will help lawmakers find common ground in Washington.
I lead a Sunday school class, and I try to lean into his word because when it's all said and done, shutting out the noise and leaning into the truth of the word of God is really all we have. And if we don't lean into that, we will lean into the chaos, and it will drag us all down with it. I think that truth, that divining rod of truth, is so necessary in a world that feels often like it's gone crazy.
Until he formally announced his candidacy, Chris Stegall was syndicated nationally by the Salem Media, parent company of this news network. He's seeking to replace retiring Missouri Congressman Sam Graves in this year's midterm elections. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of religious radio in the U.S., correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that 25% of all AM and FM stations in the country have a faith focus. 45% of all adults say they listen to religious audio programming, and about three-quarters of those listeners at least occasionally tune into the radio. The report adds that, quote, podcasts and streaming services are also important sources of religious programming, and nearly all of the popular radio shows are also available on these platforms. Michael Harrington reporting.
Multiple states are challenging the federal rules that allow the abortion drug mifepristone to be prescribed via telehealth. Requiring in-person prescriptions instead would at least dent the ability of out-of-state providers to get pills in the pro-life states. Louisiana has such a lawsuit in federal court there. The attorneys general of Florida and Texas have one in Texas. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
A mixed bag on Wall Street at the close. The Dow was up 49 points. The S&P 500 off 25. The NASDAQ was down 153. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told Harvard University economics students today the Fed will keep an extra close eye on inflation amid oil price spikes.
Because you can have a series of these supply shocks, and that can lead, you know, the public generally, businesses, price setters, households, lead them to start expecting higher inflation over time. Why wouldn't they? At the end of a certain number of years, the inflation is now just higher, and that can happen. So you monitor that very, very carefully.
Powell told students not to be deterred in their search for a job, even as job creation remains weak. Sysco, the nation's largest food distributor, will acquire supplier Restaurant Depot in a deal worth more than $29 billion. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNnews.com.